Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Prime Minister Modi to embark on a four-day visit to Japan and China from the 29th of this month. Two-day meeting of GST Council to begin on the 3rd of next month in New Delhi. President Donald Trump names close aide Sergio Gore as the next US ambassador to India. National Space Day been celebrated today, marking successful soft landing of Chandrayaan 3 on the moon's south pole. And in under 20 World Wrestling Championships, India's Kajal Docha clinches gold, while Shruti and Sarika bag bronze in the women's event in Bulgaria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Japan and China from the 29th of this month. Mr. Modi will visit Japan from 29th to the 30th of August to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with Prime Minister of Japan, Shigeru Ishiba. During Mr. Modi's visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense, security, trade and economy, technology and innovation. They will also discuss issues of regional and global importance. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China from the 31st of August to the 1st of next month to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi is expected to hold bilateral meetings with several global leaders. India has been a member of SCO since 2017. It held the presidency of the Council of Heads of State of SCO during 2022-23. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth edition of the Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi on the 2nd of next month. The three-day event aims to showcase the country's growing capabilities and ambitions in microelectronics and semiconductor value chain. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Secretary of Ministry of Electronic and Information Technology, S. Krishnan, said, for the first time, the exhibition will feature four international pavilions from Japan, South Korea, Singapore and Malaysia. He added that 350 exhibiting companies from 18 countries and regions will showcase their products. Mr. Krishnan also mentioned that 9 states will participate in the event.
This also builds on the success story of India's semiconductor mission. As you're well aware, 10 projects have been cleared and are at various stages of implementation. By before the end of this year, we should be seeing the first India-made chips, which will come out of some of the facilities that are being built currently.
Semicon India 2025 aims to catalyze global collaboration, support domestic innovation, and strengthen India's role as a trusted, scalable, and competitive electronics manufacturing hub. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will be held on the 3rd and 4th of next month in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan in December last year, during which several decisions related to the goods and services tax GST were taken, including a rate cut on fortified rice kernels to 5% and a recommendation to amend the definition of pre-packaged and labeled items. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the country is marching towards the direction of building fifth-generation fighter aircraft and manufacturing the aircraft's engine. He said engine manufacturing is going to start in the country with the French company Safran. Speaking during an event in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Singh said, India is building a robust defense ecosystem by promoting innovation and technology development and creating a suitable growth environment for domestic companies.
आज हम फिफ्थ जनरेशन एयरक्राफ्ट बनाने की दिशा में भी आगे कदम बढ़ा चुके हैं हम एयरक्राफ्ट का इंजन भी भारत में ही बनाने की तरफ बढ़ चुके हैं हम लोग फ्रेंच कंपनी शेफ्रान के साथ इंजन मेकिंग का काम भारत में शुरू करने जा रहे हैं हम प्राइवेट सेक्टर को एक सुटेबल ग्रोथ एनवायरमेंट प्रदान कर रहे हैं इसके अनुसार हमने स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप मॉडल के माध्यम से फाइटर प्लेन्स हेलीकॉप्टर टैंक और सबमरीन सहित मेगा डिफेंस प्रोग्राम के निर्माण के अवसर खोले हैं जो आने वाले वर्षों में हमारी प्राइवेट कंपनीज को ग्लोबल जायंट्स बनाने में भी वो मदद करेंगे
The minister said the government has approved a new order with HAL to manufacture 97 Tejas fighter planes with a cost of 66,000 crore rupees. He said HAL had earlier been given an order to build 83 aircraft at a cost of 48,000 crore rupees. The government has said that fertilizer availability is comfortable across states during the ongoing Kharif season. According to the Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry, total urea availability is 183 lakh metric tons against the pro rata requirement of 143 lakh microtons, and 155 lakh metric tons is already sold. The ministry said diammonium phosphate, DAP, availability is 49 lakh metric tons against a pro rata requirement of 45 lakh metric tons, and the sale of 33 lakh metric tons has taken place. According to the ministry, over 306 lakh metric tons urea production was recorded in the year 2024-25. Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR Director General Dr. Rajiv Behl has emphasized that South-South collaboration is essential for advancing research in the health sector. He highlighted the need to invest in strengthening research infrastructure and funding within the country. Dr. Behl made these remarks while addressing the Way Forward session of the International Meeting on Health Research and Innovations in Public Health held in New Delhi yesterday.
We are very happy that we all work together to develop mechanisms to strengthen R&D for developing world-class products in southern countries, so that our dependence on the global north for the medical research devices, medical technologies, etc. is reduced.
The two-day regional meeting hosted by the Department of Health Research, DHR, and the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, concluded yesterday. The conference deliberated on strengthening health research systems, facilitating the exchange of good practices, and promoting cross-border collaboration in South and Southeast Asia. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the appointment of his close aide Sergio Gore as the next U.S. ambassador to India and special envoy for South and Central Asian affairs. Making the announcement through a post on Truth Social, President Trump said for the most populous region of the world, he needs someone whom he can fully trust to deliver on his agenda and help make America great again. Gore will succeed Eric Garcetti, who served as ambassador from the 11th of May 2023 to the 20th of January this year. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has indicated that a potential rate reduction could occur during September's central bank meeting. However, he maintained a balanced stance, refraining from making definitive commitments about interest rate cuts. His comments acknowledged mounting concerns about employment conditions, whistle emphasizing that inflation risks continue to persist. Delivering a speech at the Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium, Powell said risks to inflation are tightened to the upside and risks to employment to the downside. Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has been remanded in custody till the 26th of this month over allegations of misusing public funds during a private trip to the UK in 2023. Our correspondent has the details.
Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has been remanded until August 26 on charges of misusing public funds. The 76-year-old was arrested after questioning by the Criminal Investigation Department and produced before the Colombo Fort Magistrates Court yesterday. His bail plea, citing health issues and his wife's cancer treatment, was rejected by the court. The case relates to a 2023 London trip for his wife's PhD graduation, where investigators alleged nearly $50,000 in state funds were spent without official purpose. Mr. Wickremesinghe has been moved to Velikada prison while heavy security was deployed around the court amid protests by his supporters last night. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
The second National Space Day has been celebrated across the country today. The day commemorates a successful soft landing of the Chandrayaan-3 mission's Vikram lander and the deployment of the Pragyan rover on the moon on the 23rd of August 2023.
On this day in 2023, the Chandrayaan 3 mission accomplished the safe and soft landing of the Vikram lander on the lunar surface. With this, India became the fourth country to land on the moon and the first to land near the southern polar region of the moon. The soft landing was followed by a successful deployment of the Pragyan rover. The landing site was named Shiva Shakti Point. To honor this achievement, the government of India officially declared August 23rd as National Space Day. The day recognizes significant achievements in space exploration and highlights advancements in space technology. National Space Day is dedicated to inspiring future generations by generating interest in space science and technology among students and providing them with role models. The theme for this year's celebration is Aryabhatta to Gaganyaan, Ancient Wisdom to Infinite Possibilities. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
As part of the celebrations, Indian Space Research Organization ISRO hosted the National Space Meet 2.0 in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan highlighted India's remarkable space journey from the rocket launches at Thumba in 1963 to today's global recognition of India's leadership in space.
Surely, with the type of contribution we are going to contribute for making a dynamic, vibrant space sector in the country. By 2040, we will be in par with any other space-faring nation in terms of rocket technology, in terms of satellite technology, in terms of application. And we are going to contribute for the Viksit Bharat 2047 to make India as a developed country.
Speaking at the concluding session of the event, Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister P.K. Mishra hailed India's space journey and emphasized that the meet comprised the whole-of-government approach from agriculture and health to disaster management and climate resilience. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan today. The Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Bihar, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttarakhand, West Madhya Pradesh, West Rajasthan and the northern region for the next 2 to 3 days. In Uttarakhand, heavy rainfall overnight in Chamoli district has caused widespread damage in Tharali Tehsil, while with debris sweeping into residential buildings, shops and government premises, including the sub-divisional magistrate, SDM residence and Tehsil office. A young woman is feared trapped under the rubble. Police and administrative teams are actively engaged in rescue and relief operations, while SDRF teams have been dispatched to the site. Several vehicles have also been damaged by the debris. In response, the district administration has declared a holiday for all schools and Anganwari centres up to class 12 in the Tharali Tehsil. In wrestling, India's Kajal Dochak won a gold medal at the Under-20 World Championships, while Shruti and Sarika grabbed bronze medals in the women's event at Samokov in Bulgaria yesterday. In the men's Greco-Roman 60kg category, Suraj clinched bronze by overcoming France's Lucas Go Grasso. So far, Indian wrestlers have won 9 medals, 2 gold, 4 silver and 3 bronze at the ongoing championships. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Abhishek. Prime Minister echoes SIR to prevent infiltrators as voters, writes the Pioneer. While the Asian Age quotes him as saying, "We'll drive out all infiltrators, won't let them get jobs." President gives assent to Online Gaming Bill 2025, states the Hindu Business Line. The Tribune quotes Defence Minister Rajnath Singh as saying, "We'll build engines of fifth-generation jets with France's Safran." US says all visa holders under watch for acts that break law, reports Hindustan Times. Lord Suraj Paul, a bridge between India and United Kingdom, passes away at the age of 94 in London, informs Business Standard. Cambridge Dictionary adds skibidi and treadwife among 6,000 new words, writes the Statesman. And finally, the Times of India reports, facing a reading crisis, Denmark to make books cheaper. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi to embark on a 4-day visit to Japan and China from the 29th of this month. 2-day meeting of GST Council to begin on the 3rd of next month in New Delhi. President Donald Trump names close aide Sergio Gore as the next US ambassador to India. National Space Day being celebrated today, marking successful soft landing of Chandrayaan 3 on Moon's South Pole. In Under-20 World Wrestling Championships, India's Kajal Dochak clinches gold while Shruti and Sarika bag bronze in the women's event in Bulgaria. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.